So this is the Kadashi day. This is a special day, Hari Vasara. It's Hari's day, meant for hearing and chanting all day long, if possible. And so we're trying to get a good stretch in here tonight. And it's also the monthly Sankirtan Festival of Steady Improvement. So we've been talking about making improvements. This is one of the best things about being a human being, is because you can actually make improvements. Of course, I guess beavers, they can build a dam or something. But animals are pretty locked into their regular patterns. Spiders, squirrels, they don't seem to make that many improvements year after year. But human beings, we can decide on very specific, subtle things and make improvements. And this is very significant in spiritual life. Krishna says, Neha bikramanashosti pratyavayo navidyate swalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahatobayat. If you try for this a little bit to make some improvement, then you get permanent benefit from it. It lasts forever. And sometimes you make an improvement and then you lose that improvement, but later on it comes back to you because it's permanent. It goes on the record. So whatever kind of yajna we do, austerity or improvement we make in service to the Lord, that will be indelible and it will come back to us later. So we're in this together for this next monthly Sankirtan festival, looking into our own lives, being self-reflective of what can I do, even if it's a small thing. It doesn't have to be a huge life-changing thing, but if you make a small improvement, oftentimes what happens is then it affects all the rest of your lives. One discipline in your life can affect all the other disciplines in your life and make a big difference. So it doesn't have to be gigantic, but if you find one, can identify one place in your life where you can make an improvement and just implement that. And now's the time, because this festival's coming up. All the devotees will be going in that direction starting tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about that, what improvements you're thinking about making, so that we'll have the group energy. And coming into the weekend, next weekend, which is the Sankirtan weekend, hopefully we'll be in full swing implementing those. Also, of course, making improvements to our systems and to our infrastructure for the Team ISV. Those are always welcome, and that's the forward progress of our community here. If we think back to when we started, or when any of us joined, and in the flow of this sangha here, we know, those who have been here for a while, that whatever progress we've made, whatever kind of systems we have in place now, have come through hard-won battles, haven't they? We think of things sometimes. They linger for years, whether we'll be able to do it or not. We have meetings. We draw charts. We talk about it. And sometimes it doesn't happen for a long time. And then all of a sudden, the door opens and we're able to add it. Sometimes there are little improvements. Sometimes different people think of them at different times. And sometimes devotees come here and add a few points to the team. But all of those things have added up to where we are now. And sometimes we take those things for granted, that we just think, oh, we're right here now. But we forget that over time, it's come by us consciously trying to do better service for the Lord. And so being conscious of that and looking into how it's made a difference in our lives and to the overall team is very important. So that's what we're doing this week, the monthly Sankirtan Festival of Steady Improvement. Do you like steady improvement or steady improvements? Which is better? Both sound okay? Okay, then as you wish, you can call it whatever you like. So has anybody been thinking about it, making improvements in their life? Adi Guru definitely has. He's nodding his head. Do you have something you want to tell us? Okay. We could start the microphones flowing. Oh, could everyone move up, please? By 5.7 inches. That's one improvement right there. So we're making progress already. Adi Guru Prabhu, Hare Krishna. Oh, now wait a minute. I don't think that microphone's on. How about the other one? Got two dead mics? There you go.
Yeah, improving my sadhana, quality of sadhana.
Okay, now that's a little general. We were looking for really specific things. And you know, the more specific you are, even if it's small, then the more it's something you can really grab onto and we can really grab onto too. Like, what part of your sadhana are you going to improve specifically?
So specifically time. So if I plan a task, so I want to stick to the time at which I have to finish it.
Oh, well, that would be very challenging for me. Okay, so that means being on time, finishing things on time?
Yeah.
And how are you going to go about that? Do you have an idea how you're going to make that improvement?
So it's I'll set up calendars and reminders that I have to finish a certain task quickly.
Okay. Is that on a daily basis also? Like, you know, what time you're going to finish certain things?
Yeah, and I'll ask, for personal things, I'll ask Kamal Gopi to monitor. For other things, I'll ask other devotees to monitor.
She's like the secretary there, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's a nice one, being on time, being more punctual. I could definitely use that one. I have some cards here. I think I brought them in. Would anybody like an index card to make notes? Of course, it requires that you have a pen, and that could be on your list. Jonathan, do you have a pen? Huh? He always has a pen. So that could be on your list of improvements. If you don't have a pen, you could always have a pen. Who would like a card, even if you don't have a pen? Okay. You can pass these around. If someone has a pen to spare, you could loan it to you. I'd like to hear some more improvements because I'm really inspired by Adiguru's idea of being on time, being punctual. That's a big one. Oh, Jagajivan's got something. Oh, pens are coming too. Pens, pencils.
Hare Krishna. I'd like to improve my reading and then reading Prabhupada's books more and distributing Prabhupada's books more, being more involved with book distribution.
Okay, that's a good one. Improve your reading of Prabhupada's books and improve your distribution, increase your distribution, and maybe improve too. And I suggest that when you make these proposals that you write it down in some detail with something specific. Because if you say something like, I want to improve, you don't know what that means exactly. So if you write it down how you want to improve, like what are some of the ways, could you say some specific ways you could improve your reading? Because that's what you said first, is improve your
time
reading.
Time aside at night, right after work, said that I know I'm going to read before I...
Okay, so this is a good thing. This is very specific. Like if you want to increase your reading, then you could make some stipulation that you're going to read every night before you take rest. And again, I suggest, too, that pick things that are small, that you can start small. Like if you say you're going to read every night before you take rest, you know, start with something that you know you can do. Keep the bar really, really low so in your mind you know that you can do that, because it gets harder over time. Like a lot of times people, well, let me put it this way. Prabhupada once said, it's really easy to start something. It's really easy to wreck something. But it's really hard to maintain something. That's why Vishnu is the Lord of the mode of goodness in the material world. So maintenance and a good idea is to start really small, like say, you know, I'll read 5 minutes every night before I take rest or something like that. Then you can always increase it. Just a suggestion. And what about your book distribution? How do you want to improve or increase that? Yeah. Eliminate excuses or associate more with Banabata. That would be one I would put on my list. Associate with Banabata.
Ensure that we keep Banabata Prabhu here.
Well, let's all put that on our list. Make an improvement.
He's staying at my house, and every morning
well, that's
he
an
gets
improvement.
Up and he does his puja to his deities, and it's phenomenal how dedicated he is to his puja and reading Prabhupada's books and chanting. It's phenomenal. You know?
There it is. I'm putting it on my list. Okay. And Jaigaranga. So we have a new ashram. Okay, good ones. Anybody else have ideas that you want to improve? Satyadev Prabhu.
By the mercy of Srivas and Malini Prabhus, Tulsi Devi has come into my house.
Jai.
And so I'm going to chant at least one round because I got to start small. So I'm going to chant at least one round before Tulsi every day to increase my devotion for Krishna. In Japan, I don't have a problem because we had Tulsi Devi there in the temple, and I was chanting every day before Tulsi, but since I came back, I hadn't been. And I'd actually forgotten how much I missed her and how much I could feel her mercy, you know, influencing me when I chant. So I want to do that.
Nice improvement, and very specific also. Chant in front of Tulsi. Rakshit Prabhu has something. Anybody else need a card? We have more cards here.
Yes, it also relates to my sadhana to improve upon the quality and the regularity of doing japa. In terms of quality, I'd like to improve upon concentrating on the name while I'm reciting it. And with respect to regularity, to do a certain number of rounds in the morning and a certain number in the evening every day.
That sounds very specific and very important. And might I suggest also, there are a lot of supporting literatures these days. Devotees are doing japa workshops, retreats, and writing books specifically about japa. And if in any field, in anything that you want to increase, there's a wealth of knowledge out there available from advanced devotees who have written these things down. And I suggest for japa, you can read the Harinam Chintamani. Do you have a copy of that? Is it my copy? Because I can't find mine.
I have my own copy, but I might have one of your copies,
too. Okay. One improvement is I'd like to get it back before you go to Japan. If possible. Harinam Chintamani. Well, it's not... I mean, you have to order it, I think. Yeah. We'll come to some agreement on that. So Harinam Chintamani, that's an excellent book to read for improving japa. There's also a book by Mahanidhi Swami. What's that called? The Art of Chanting. That's also good and available. There's also one by Suchinandan Swami, isn't it? Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name. Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name. So those are three right there. Anything else, Jaigaranga? Any other books? There's lots of books about chanting, but that's also helpful to have a book to read to accompany your improvement of japa.
Thank you.
Who else has improvement they want to make? Yes, Ramaswamy Prabhu.
I want to make two improvements. One is chanting 16 rounds daily without any excuses. And the second improvement is... try to improve the quality of the chanting.
Nice. So the without excuses means you'll make it a priority.
That is
like
correct.
Like this the first thing, finish 16 rounds. Yeah, that's important. We've talked about this before. Just like on fasting days, if you're resolute, you already decided you're going to fast, then it actually becomes easy because you decided ahead of time, I'm going to fast. So you just do it. But if you're thinking, well, maybe I'll fast until 11 o'clock in the morning or 12, and then maybe I'll, you know, then all day long you're going back and forth. But if you decide ahead of time, I'm going to chant 16 rounds, it's my main priority, everything else comes second, then it makes it easier and you can mold your life around it. And the second one is to improve your?
Try to improve the quality of the chanting.
Improve the quality of the chanting. And maybe One other suggestion is don't use the word try when you're writing your things or speaking them, because it's a lot harder to try to do something than it is actually to do it. Like if I was going to try to move this drum, you know, from here to there, I might sit here forever because I don't know what it means, you know. But if I just say I'm going to move it, I'll just move it. So there's an old saying, do or do not, there is no try. Good ones. Thank you, Ramaswamy. Very central, watering the root kind of improvements. Adiguru has another one. He's on a roll. Same. We'd like to hear it again. Oh, more specific. Yes, please.
No procrastination.
No procrastination. How do you plan to do that? Because I'd like to learn myself.
Reminders. I'll put reminders ahead of time in mm-hmm. my system that on this day I have to deliver these things in the project which I am doing currently, and so that I act proactively, so to avoid it.
Maybe we need more help with that procrastination, because I've written myself reminders before, but if I just don't feel like doing it, I just don't do it, even if the reminder's there. Can anybody help us with procrastination? Because that could be a big one. Anyone who... Dave, you're not a procrastinator. You could help us with this. Here, let's hear.
Well, two things I can think of. Sometimes we make goals for ourselves that aren't really our goal. They're somebody else's goal. Therefore, we procrastinate because it's not something we're really into. So I think the first thing is to prioritize what's really important to you personally. And then pick that as your goal. And then depending on what it is, maybe it's something, if it's something you have to do long term, that you have to chip away at, then, like Vaish was saying, start something low. Like, you know, say you're writing a book or something, then you sit down for 15 minutes a day or half an hour a day and write. And so it's not too much. You can always fit in 15 minutes, or you can always fit in a half an hour, somehow or other. And that way, if you're in action, then you have momentum. If you don't have any momentum, then the procrastination sets in. So I think one is be really motivated, and two, get the momentum going, and then stay with it.
That's excellent. Thank you very much. Other improvements that anybody's thinking about? Yes, Vedavit Prabhu. And then Patrick's next.
Yeah, actually I heard that to improve our sadhana, we have to concentrate on 4 R's, like recognize that we have to improve our sadhana, which we are already doing that. And next is regret. We have to regret that we wanted to improve from so long time, but we are not able to improve. So it's like regretting our past sinful acts as well as not able to improve our sadhana. We should regret that. Then only the improvement comes. And also rectify. So rectify the mistakes, what you are not able to improve. What causes us not to improve or something like that. Rectify and reunion. So I heard that once Jayadvait Maharaj spoke about this.
What's the last one?
Reunion.
Reunion.
Yeah.
Means?
That means like, I didn't exactly, I'm not aware of that reunion example. I read.
Okay, so the first one is recognize.
Recognize.
Because where attention goes, energy flows, and that's what we're doing now, talking about it, just to become aware of it.
Yes.
Then regret feels, put it on yourself that you haven't been able to do it before, or you know, in the past you've been sloppy or something like that.
Yes.
And then the third one?
Rectify.
Yes. And we'll leave the last one off because we don't know what it means.
Yes.
For now, those three could work.
I heard that there is one example for regret and rectify by Prabhupada, that he said, like, I'm many devotees feel that I am not able to do good service. I'm not able to perform very nice service or something like that. But if we feel like that, that may not, we may not be able to improve. If we feel that, yeah, we are not able to do the service, but I would have done this way, I should have done this way. If we tell like that, instead of doing like this, I should have done this way, then the improvement comes. And one devotee should not feel that I have done this service very nice. Like that means humility should be there whenever we are doing service.
Mm.
So I wanted to improve on my humility, honesty towards Guru and Krishna. And also I would like to improve on my reading, which since long time I'm trying and I'm not able to do. So I thought I cannot do alone and I need the help through Vaishnavas, through in the association, maybe I'll try to read.
Reading. Well, yeah. I have a suggestion for that, something very practical. A few years back, Srivas Pandit and I put together a little chart. Some of you may remember this. It's called Be a Sage, Page by Page. And it's a chart that shows exactly how many pages you have to read per day to finish each one of Prabhupada's books within a certain amount of time. For instance, if you were to say, I want to complete the Srimad Bhagavatam, then you say, well, how long will it take me? Because if you just look at it, it looks like a daunting task. And you think like, well, I'll never get to the end of it, so I won't start. This is where procrastination comes in sometimes. But if I know exactly how many pages I'll have to read every day to finish the Bhagavatam in, say, 3 years, and we break it down and it turns out to be some, I don't know, I'm just speaking off the top of my head, but say if it turned out to be 7 pages a day, something like that, then I'd know that all I have to do is 7 pages a day and then I can finish in 3 years. And then I have some motivation. I can see the end of it coming. So I can work on it like that. So I have that chart available.
Okay.
What I'll do is send it out to the Bhagavad Gita Yahoo group.
Okay.
Especially if I start with my new improvement and to write everything down after I promise I'm going to do it. Thank you very much, Veda Vipra. Patrick? Thanks.
Well, first of all, starting tomorrow, no more procrastinating.
Boo!
thing I want to improve most is my mindfulness. And being more mindful of Krishna and also being more mindful of my emotional responses. So yesterday I went to a meeting and the person I was to meet left me sitting there for a half hour. And I was a little frustrated at the end of that. And then as the day progressed, I became more and more frustrated. And if I had been more mindful at the time, that wouldn't have had that impact on me. And as I thought about it, I tried to understand the underlying root of what was bothering me, and I came to understand that it was the issue of pride. And it's something that I know is very important, and I thought I had done very well in addressing, but it's still an underlying issue for me. And so being more mindful of those types of things, I think, is a very important thing for me personally to improve upon.
Nice one. Thank you very much. Very nice. More yes. Gandharvika.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. One thing I was, today I was cleaning the house and I had seen that I had collected like a bunch of contacts in over many years in the temple. So what I have been doing for the past 1 week since I spoke with you on the chat is reading with one Mataji for 1 week over the phone. She's really fresh and feels really good about reading. So I was just thinking that if we could, whomever we collect when we go to Sankirtan or anywhere, just spend 10 minutes talking to one devotee, maybe 2 days once or something like that. There are many people who really show interest in coming back, and she's really happy. So I was really inspired, and I'm thinking, I thought I'll share and just continue to do on talking to one new person consistently for 2-3 weeks, at least for 10 minutes every day or twice in a day or something like
that. Wow, that's really nice, yeah.
And another one is the one you suggested about the Sankirtan journal, maybe kind of a gratitude journal. I was also watching one in the TV where they were also suggesting that to overcome loneliness, stress, and frustration, they say that if one keeps a gratitude journal, just sit and think for 10 minutes one day, like what good thing had happened. It's like maybe you're going somewhere and it was red light and you prayed and green light came. It could be something so silly like that. But if we thank for whatever has done or what the devotees have done that day, they say that our heart gets relieved of its frustration. So, and Vaisheshika Prabhu was also saying, like, we get to see so many miracles when we go to Sankirtan. So kind of maintain a gratitude journal, at least for 5 minutes, start thinking about it. These two things, I thought.
Really nice. Thank you so much. Very practical. Srinivas.
Actually, I have been thinking of how to get myself out of this Wednesday evening class so that I can do chanting instead. Because this I do evening chanting as well as morning, and this Wednesday is coming as a little hurdle, as a bump, a speed bump, you know. So I'm thinking I'm actually going to get out in the next 10 minutes and I'll be back after some time. But this regularity is very important, and I'm going to not let this Wednesday class come in my way.
I wouldn't expect anything less from you, Srinivas, than an improvement like that. Thank you for not disappointing me. Anything else? Okay. Yes, Bhakti Leon.
See, I've got one that, after speaking with Hari Guru's dad here, I got the idea that after reading the chapter of Bhagavad Gita every day, then I normally read one verse, just pick one verse at random. But instead of picking a verse at random, to pick the same verse every day for a week, and then do it, another verse the next week, so that at the end of each week, I should, in theory, have memorized the one verse. So to should speed up the process of like remembering all the verses in the Sanskrit.
Bhakti Leon, obviously a Chad member, and now adding this special feature of reading a verse purport. That means the same one every day for a week, so it becomes ingrained. Ooh, that's a nice improvement. So you're going to start that? And what chapter are you doing now?
Seven.
On seven. Nice. Thank you very much. That's a good one. Yes, Mataji, all the way in the corner. Microphone going that way. I think Bhakti Patrick took your improvement literally, Srinivas, because he just got up and left.
Okay, one thing which I would like to take up is, again, read Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, you know, at least for an hour every day. Before sleeping or whatever, like maybe early mornings when I get up. And second thing which I want to kind of really want to do is how to spread Krishna consciousness. Because I've had few instances in my office, like I have my screensaver as Krishna. And, you know, like my clients come and we talk, and when they see that and they ask me, what is this? Who is this? And I'm kind of like really don't know what to tell them. You know, I tell them, but, you know, they are not kind of, they really don't understand what it is. And I really want to work on that so that it can, you know, whatever time I get, because office is the time, where we, you know, maximum time is spent there. And, you know, a little bit of Krishna consciousness, that's my endeavor, you know. Mm. So that's what I want to do.
So Bhagavatam, you want to resume reading an hour a day.
Correct.
And also spread Krishna consciousness more effectively in your office space.
Not offices, you know, it's office or wherever I go, you know, wherever people ask me what Krishna is,
and you want to
be
have
able to effectively answer them and, you know, tell them, you know, at least give them some insight as to what Krishna consciousness is all about, effectively, in whatever time, small time frame you
I
get
see.
To speak to
I
them.
I have a couple of suggestions for that. One thing is to talk to Kishore, because he's come up with a ingenious way of spreading Krishna consciousness in his office space. He set up a little book rack right in his cubicle at work. And workers who are walking around, right, they see that book rack and they come over and they get books. And the second is related to that, and that is sometimes Prabhupada used to say that what good will your 3 minutes preaching do? You know, he would say that to us. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that we can't preach, because he always also encourages us to do that. And it's nice to learn how to do that effectively. Yes. But accompanied with that, it's most effective if you also have something they can take home, like always have books with you. Do you do that?
You mean say books in the office?
Yeah, or anywhere.
Not really. I don't do that, but I'll start doing it if it's effective.
It's effective, yeah. And it's highly recommended. Because when you meet somebody, for instance, I went for a walk in the park the other day on the way home from the Radhastami program. Radhanaswami wanted to walk in some trees somewhere. So I picked Central Park in San Mateo, and we went for a long walk. And there was a lot of people there. And when they saw us walking around, they became very interested. Right when I was leaving the car, Super Soul was saying, grab some books before you go. And I didn't listen. And I got to the park, and right when I got there, there was a group of Hispanic people that were hanging around, and they were just mesmerized. They said, are you monks? And what is this? And this and that. And I was thinking, I didn't bring the books. And Krishna told me to bring them, and I didn't bring them. But if I had had books to give them at that particular time. Anyway, I got his address, and I'm sending him a book. But it's nice to carry small books with you and even some prasadam, because it has a maximum effect. Then you can tell them a little bit about the book as well. Yes.
The main thing is that, you know, if I can, you know, kind of inspire any one of them to even, you know, visit us here, mm-hmm. and see how we do things in the kirtan and everything, that's like a, you know, great achievement for me, if I can do that.
How to do that, you can talk to Bharata, because he knows how to latch on to people and bring them into the... Somehow he knows that art. Very nice. Thank you so much. Yes, Prabhuji. Yes. Could you have the microphone? Here. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol.
Hare Bol.
So, Prabhu, let me first introduce myself. I'm Avatari Chaitanya Das. I'm coming here from Pune.
Say your name again.
Avatari Chaitanya Das.
Avatari Chaitanya Das. Welcome. Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, the reason I'm saying this is because this topic has come up, and this is a fairly exciting project that I'm involved with in Pune. It's called Corporate Preaching. So what we do is we go into different companies. Normally, we don't present ourselves directly as ISKCON. We present ourselves as being part of VOICE, Vedic Oasis for Inspiration, Culture, and Education. And what we do, when we go to them, we present some management-related seminar, for example, Art of Self-Management, or Time Management, or something like that. And during the course of that time, the seminar, we certainly talk about the soul, because without that, there's no point in speaking about management. But at the end of it, what we do is we show them a trailer of a course created by our temple president, Radhesham Prabhu. It's called Discover Yourself. And the most beautiful thing about this course is that anyone can give it. If you just hear Radhesham Prabhu's lectures once and along with the slides, it's very easy to present it. I'm speaking this from personal experience. I was hesitating to start off, but once you're thrown into water, you start swimming. So like that, once we start giving it, it's really very effective. And over the last 3-4 months, we have been able to make, I would say, about 30 devotees, new devotees, from companies, working in companies. So I found this very exciting. And I'm seeing so much similarity between Pune Temple and ISKCON Silicon Valley. We are both trying to build new temple. We are trying to spread. Pune is, I would say, infinitesimal of what we have in ISKCON Silicon Valley. So the potential that I see here is so tremendous. So... What I can do is I have the slides, I have the recorded lectures with me. If somebody would like to experiment with it, it's very effective, believe me, because in our temple also we have these courses. We go into companies where they are comfortable, and there also we give. In temple, we have currently one CEO, one director attending these, along with so many regular corporate employees. And we are conducting this in several different companies, this course. So,
we'll take it. I'm sold. And she would like one copy. That's just what she was looking for. Satyadev wants one too. Yes, this is just what we're looking for, and we'd like to add that as one of our improvements. So please give it to us. He'll give it to us. He has it recorded.
Yes, Prabhu.
Okay, thank you very much.
You can take it. I have it on my laptop here. So if you have a pen drive or anything, I can give it right away.
I have a pen drive.
Yes, Prabhu.
Here.
Yes,
Prabhu. So can you also send it to me?
No, Mataji, it's too big. Because it does recorded like
see if it'll fit on there, and I'll give it to Satya and everybody else if they need
it. Yes, Prabhu.
Okay.
Certainly, Prabhu.
Thank you, Avatari Chaitanya Prabhu. Hare Krishna. It does kind of seem like we have there's a pipeline between Pune and ISV. It's like there's a tunnel underground or something that comes right up. Raksha Prabhu and then Jagat Shivan.
No,
sorry,
just a comment that something like this can also be useful for our corporate Sankirtan program.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Started.
Well, Krishna has sent Avatari Chaitanya here to reveal to us. And that's how it works. We have a plan. We have a desire. We want to increase. And it descends. That's usually how it happens. Everyone knows here how this happens. Is we have a desire. We want it to happen. Like we've been talking about this for a long time. And then what happens after we think about it, plan for it, don't get it, then all of a sudden the avatari comes and then reveals it. And then we know what to do. So that's how it works. And Jagat, you were going to make a comment?
I suggest you hold on to that for an answer when you get your book back.
Okay, that's a good idea. I don't know about Satyadev. He's always trying. Okay, who else would like to? Yes, Bharata. Hare Krishna.
So when you go for a book distribution, you will feel some people are very much interested in finding out spirituality. Some people very much interested in coming to temple. We feel something good about few people. Though we met hundreds of people, we'll find 10, 15 people very much interested. So straight away, while sending our scores, so I wanted to improve that. If I found someone very much interested, I want to send a thank you email on the same day.
A thank you?
Email.
Yeah. Oh,
so
thank you email.
On the same day. So that they would remember us, actually. So if I wanted to send an email after 10, 15 days, they will forget immediately. So I wanted to send a follow-up email on the same day.
So that's a big improvement. Because so what happened? Yeah, go ahead.
So that they will feel very comfortable. They could remember us. So I met the person at Walmart. So they immediately reply to my email. Hmm. If I send an email after 10 days, they will put a question. So who are you? Who is this? So that daily I can track them and I can I can bring them to the temple. So they would feel very comfortable. So meantime, I would get a good communication with them. That's one way I have to improve myself.
Very nice. Thank you so much. That's similar to Gandharvika's. Yeah, this idea of follow-up, being very proficient and disciplined, with our follow-up, so that we do it immediately. Because what happens with names and contacts is they grow cold after a while. And then they forget who we are. We also lose interest and forget who they are. But the quicker we can get in contact with them, if it's the same day, then it develops that relationship. They become impressed. Someone was telling me when I was in New Vrindavan recently that they had gone to a Mormon function. I forget if it was a funeral or it was a wedding. In any case, when they went there, they signed the registry when they walked into the Mormon temple. And it was in a different state than this person lived. And he said that about 5 days later, someone came to his front door, different state, came to his door and asked him if he had any questions about the temple that he had visited. And so organizations like the Mormons have this very much in place that whatever name they get, they follow up on it anywhere, and they have people that go and actually meet the people. So this is very important and timely for our development here, because we have a lot of outreach now and we're meeting a lot of people, and now we want to be able to connect with them right away and also get them on a fast track for learning these classes and whatever's suitable for them to make advancement right away. And once we have that in place, then more and more people will have facility to come closer faster. Very important.
Also, we do have a smart box all over more Indian grocery shops. So if you try to create one poster with Radha Madan Mohan deities and about the Bhagavad Gita lectures, a big poster like that. So we can post it on each grocery shop on front doors. So a lot of people, a lot of Indian crowd, they're looking for some temples over the weekend. They wanted to go somewhere. So they drive all over the Livermore temple somewhere. They don't know most of the
people
about.
So is this an improvement?
You're yeah, so that's I want to take it as my personal improvement also. I want to take a leadership of that. Okay. So creating some kind of very attractive ad for Radha Mohan.
You can talk to Bhakta Leon.
Yeah. So that I can go to all over Bay Area, so all Indian grocery shops. So we can just post a poster so that people will get a chance. What is the temple? So they may come to temple.
Good.
Attend the lecture.
Good. So two really good ones. Sorry, Bhakta Leon. Okay. Who else? Anybody else? Yes.
Well, our philosophy says that we should always remember Krishna, and I don't think that I do. Even while at the working, I want to put on myself, like I do that on some days compared to the other, like I constantly kind of try to remember Hare Krishna Mahamantra in my mind. But specifically, I want to, whenever I interact with devotee or non-devotee, before I speak a single statement from my mouth, I would remember Krishna, that Krishna, I don't know what the agenda would be and things like that. But I want to just pray him, and then whatever needs to unfold, let it unfold. But I want to remember him first.
Yeah, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, before Shukadeva Goswami begins speaking to Maharaj Parikshit, there's a whole chapter of him praying to Lord Krishna to give him the mercy to speak the Srimad Bhagavatam. And remember, and Srila Prabhupada talks about how this is very important, that we remember Krishna before we do anything. So that's very nice. Let us know how it goes. Hare Krishna. Anyone else have an improvement? Thinking about? Jagaranga, yes. Did you have your hand up, or is Jagat Jivan just...
I think I'll try to associate with... Well, I just was put on the spot, but try to actually...
Wait a minute. We can't use the word try in the class anymore.
Oh, that's right. From... I've had bad reading habits, so I want to start reading at least 15 minutes a day, Prabhupada's books.
That's practical. Did you write it down?
No, not yet.
He'll begin reading at least 15 minutes a day. That's very practical. And I suggest whatever you've thought of tonight, write it down, because there's a way in which everything in this world goes from subtle to gross. You think of it in your mind, you have a desire, and then you speak of it, and it's manifest a little bit more when you talk about it. And then if you write it down, then it's going from, you know, on paper and ink, and then it begins to manifest. So make sure you write down your idea. Yes, Bhakta Leon.
Did you say an improvement for the
microphone?
Just sort of an improvement for the temple would be to buy some... We'll get some more nectar of instructions for the Sunday program.
Okay, more nectar of instructions, and we may have to order them from India because I think they're out of print at the BBT. Okay. So I'll write that one down.
We do have some in stock.
Oh, do you? Okay.
The last batch that Anand Rupa shipped to us, unless there were some plans for that, but... We have a small batch.
Good.
Of nectar of devotion or instruction?
Instruction.
No, nectar of instruction.
Let's call Ananda Rupa again, see if we can get some nectar of instructions. You have?
I think we have some.
Okay, that would be nice. Bring them in. We'll make them temple copies. You have another?
One more
here.
The one thing which I like the most during kirtan is reciting the name of the various dhams, like around Vrindavan or even Prabhupada's temple, like Radha Madan Mohanji, and the way we pass on the mic and things like
that. You mean on Saturday mornings?
Right. I think whenever we do kirtan, if everybody likes that, that would be the best. That way our mind wanders around Prabhupada's temple as well as the Dham temple as well, if it is suitable.
I think I've been thinking about that too. I don't know about doing it at every kirtan, but I do have a suggestion for an improvement in that, because I've noticed a lot of times when we pass the microphone around, sometimes devotees get caught unawares.
Right.
So what I thought of was we could print up cards that have all the names of the Radha Krishna deities,
yeah,
in ISKCON and all over Vrindavan.
Or
right?
at least seven temple of Vrindavan should be there.
Well, at least that.
Yeah.
But we could maybe go for 5,000 or something.
yeah,
so
that would be bliss.
Who could help with that? Who wants to do that? Who are you pointing at? You'll do that. Okay. Okay, so you could research it. And there's a way in which we just... you can, on a Word document, even in MS Word, you can pick like an aviary label size, and then you can fit them on there and print them out, and they can cut them at Kinko's, and you can make like cards on cardstock. One suggestion. And how are you going to research it and find out all the Radha Krishna deities? Google. I have another suggestion. There's a book called Darshan. That Darshan book, that you could go through that first and get all the names of the deities in ISKCON. That would be nice. And then, you know, start Googling. You'll be really absorbed, too. I think this goes along with your other goal, too, of never forgetting Krishna. Because you may not come to the end of all the different Radha Krishna deities. So this is very exciting. And then we can share those during the kirtans and go on for hours and hours. Anyone else? I'm dying to hear from some of the other devotees. Yes.
The one I was referring to was Nectar of Devotion.
Yes, Nectar of Devotion we ordered
nectar
from another.
Yeah,
right.
So Nectar of Instruction would have to be ordered. Apparently BBT is out of print right now.
Right, so we can get from India. Okay. Anyone else? Improvements that you're thinking about? Well, wait, let's see if there's anyone who hasn't spoken yet. As an improvement? Wow, Kishore is smiling, so this is a good sign. Let's pass the microphone down and see if anything happens.
To regularize my Chad, reading chapter.
Regularize Chad.
Yeah.
Meaning?
Recently I've been skipping mostly, not every day, but some of these days. So I want to make sure I read Chad every day.
Nice. That's a good one. Dear to my heart, Hare Krishna. Sometimes with Chad, you know, if it's a busy day or I'm traveling or something like that, I've had this experience. I'm really tired. I lie down to take rest, and I'm just about to fall asleep, and I realize I didn't do my Chad. So I have to get back up again and do my chapter. But because that's so, it's harder to do it that way, I try to do it every morning when I'm doing my puja, just add in that chapter so I know it's done at least, you know. It's a nice one. Thank you. Anyone else?
I just had a question. So if you get in a situation like that where it's at the end of the day and you don't have much time, you like to pick chapter 2 or chapter 18?
Actually, I picked chapter 12 most regularly. That's the default chapter because it goes so quick.
So in a crunch.
Go for chapter 12. Yeah. Yeah. You could do that. And chapter 18 is the conclusion. Okay, we'll take two more. Last chance, two more new ones. Okay.
I would like to attend a Mangalarti in the temple once a month.
Once a month, okay. Well, Mangalarti has become very popular here. I have to say, it's one of the nicest things about ISV is how Mangalarti is getting popular. It's very exciting that devotees are coming to Mangalarti more and more and more. And I always look forward to coming whenever I can too. So I'll see you there. It's the first Saturday of every month that all the devotees come to Mangalarti here. So you might pick that day if it's convenient. Or any other day. Bhakta Jonathan comes every day. Not every day? Okay. That's a nice one. Okay, we have one last slot. Who are you pointing at? You're pointing at Bana. Oh, okay. Bana Bhatta from Jagajivans.
Well, one improvement I've been trying to make for some time. Yeah. Which will vastly improve my sadhana is to wake up earlier in the morning. And it's a constant battle for me, and I found it leads into other things. Because when I try to do that, all of a sudden I find myself in the morning like, wait a minute, I'm actually taking rest too late, so now I have to take rest a little bit too early. And then when I slip, I usually don't eat at night, but if I do and I have a little bit, something a little heavy I eat at night, then I'll definitely feel it and I'll sleep in the next morning. So although I'm not able to always improve on that because it is a goal and it's always in my mind, so therefore I'm becoming more strict with myself, and I have the tendency then to get up right when my alarm rings and not press the sleep button two or three times to get an extra 5, 10, or 15 minutes. So that's my goal, and I'm slowly working in improving it.
Thank you, Bana. That's a really important one. It's almost like I noticed for myself, it's almost like the fasting thing. If I decide ahead of time, consciously the night before that I'm getting up at a certain time, and that as soon as the alarm goes off or whatever, that time comes, then I just get up. If I decided ahead of time, there's no negotiating with my mind that wants to spend more time sleeping. It helps. Well, we've come to the end for now, but this whole week, actually our whole life is dedicated to this, to making improvements. But specifically, we're concentrating this week, all the devotees making improvements. We have a lot of ideas also for improvements for the systems at the temple, and we've heard some of those tonight, and personal improvements. So think about it, write them down, and then we'll share them more over the next week and coming into the festival. And apparently some devotees are going out on book distribution this weekend too. Is that true? To some of the spots like the like Walmart and such? You have a couple in Walmarts, and we should send out an invitation in case anybody wants to come. Okay. Can you send out an email and I'll post it, or just you can post it? Okay. And I'm going to Boston tomorrow because the devotees in Boston have for a while been working on the similar kind of project we're working on here, and that is developing a monthly Sankirtan festival. They have 50 smart boxes out now, which I was very impressed with. And that they have a team of very enthusiastic devotees. For a while, they've been going around and putting books in libraries and prisons and all kinds of other places. And now they're developing more the kind of Sankirtan that we do out on the street. And they have a few spots. They have a disadvantage there because of the weather. It gets really, really cold in the winter and really, really hot in the summer. But right now, it should be okay. And they have a few spots that we're going to do while I'm there and have a seminar about, how to do book distribution and organizing the team and things like that. So please wish me luck. And then next weekend is we'll have Harinam Sankirtan. Oh, and some other good news that came in from Jagat Jivan. Vanabhata Prabhu, and who else was on your party today? And Jai Gauranga. These three devotees went to Los Gatos today and did a Harinam Sankirtan, and they said it was really good. So we're putting that on the list for... You thought it wouldn't be good for 50 people, though, because I looked at it before.
I was thinking that it'd be good because Sunday they have a farmer's market that's out of this world, and the park is packed with kids and people. And so the streets, you know, they're really popular. So I think, like, we did this loop where we go down the block, around, back to the park, dance around for a while, then we go back around, do the loop again. And it was amazing.
But I was asking for the Maha Harinam, 50 devotees. I didn't see a spot in Los Gatos when I looked at it where anybody would fit except for the park, and I wasn't sure about Friday nights there. But I think it would be good for our new park festival program where we have, you know, like five devotees go at the same time. Okay, so that's one new Harinam Sankirtan spot. Okay, any other good news? Good news? It's not good news and we don't want to hear it. Okay. Ratikant is here. That's good news. Haribo. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry for that. Oh, that's good because he's going to Japan with Satyadev. And by the way, Satya Prabhu and Bhakti Leon are leaving for Japan on Monday. Together. Hare Krishna. Can't believe 3 months went by so fast. I think you cheated us somehow.
Please give me your blessings.
Japan's really blossoming now with Satyadev there. They're having great success, and many new devotees are coming and joining their Bhagavad Gita classes. And he's putting on retreats. What's it called? The Art of Living, it's called the Yoga of
Low Yoga
Lifestyle. They're doing retreats for a lot of the new devotees coming, where they teach them dynamic meditation, which is kirtan, and all kinds of other things. It's very exciting. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Ekadashi Vrat ki jai. Monthly Sankirtan Festival of Steady Improvements, ki jai. Goprimanande, Hari Hari Bo, Hare Krishna. So now let's put all the books back and we'll have kirtan for Shishi Radha Madan Mohan. Hari Bo.